Welcome to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub. This show is about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Perhaps you tended to a younger sibling's cut finger or babysat a neighbor's child. Maybe you were thrown into the fire and became a care hero during a medical crisis. You may care for a parent, spouse, sibling, a child, or a friend, but the challenges are the same. Getting the tools you need to navigate the maze of unfamiliar options can be overwhelming. I know, I have been there. I didn't even know what I didn't know. I am here to help you with all of it. No care hero topic is off limits. I'm here to share with you concise, actionable information, as well as my fresh perspective about Alzheimer's and providing dignified care through the end of life for anyone with a life-altering diagnosis. So grab a cup of your favorite beverage, sit back, and let me help you on your care hero journey. We will talk and share, we may laugh, and we may share a tear or two, and we will always share a cup of comfort. Hi, care heroes. I'm Trish Laub, and welcome to A Cup of Comfort with me. Today, I'm going to be talking about something that I have learned has been critical to every experience in my life, but especially to my care hero experience. Today, I really hope that you can just sit for 25 minutes and really listen, because I want you to be able to truly experience what I have. If you can't do that now, perhaps you can listen now and then listen to the replay a bit later after the show so that you can go to my website at trishlaub.com, the Care Hero radio page, and you'll find the audio and video replay there. So has the following ever happened to you? I used to commute to a corporate office. While driving home from work, many times I realized that I had absolutely no idea what route I had taken to drive to work. The commute had become so routine that I was on autopilot while driving. Perhaps you've had another experience after which you realized that you were doing something repetitive without your full awareness. And that is exactly what happens when we speak. You might be thinking, so what does that matter? But stay with me. Trust me. It actually matters. And it matters a lot. Of about 170,000 words currently in use in English, we use about 900 unique words a day. That sounds incredibly limited when you think of all the things we need to describe and communicate each day. As with driving, many of us speak on autopilot without really thinking about the words that are available for us to use. And because English has so many words that are similar but slightly different, and we use slang, we begin to use words that are close but not accurate. And it's even more challenging because when we have different types of communications. For example, when I'm having a formal or business conversation, it really requires an exact command of the language in order to be literal, accurate, and as clear as possible. But when I'm chatting with a friend, I'm often relaxed in my word choice and sentence structure, and my speech is more figurative and implied. In American culture, each has its place, but with consequences. I know the first part of this explanation might feel a bit tedious, but again, this is really, really important. Once you understand what happens when you choose words, you can change your care hero experience. Let me say that again so that it really sinks in. The words you choose can change your care hero experience, and that's really powerful. So let's go back in time for a moment. I want you to think about the songs that mean the most to you. What comes to mind? Now pick one song. Why is that song important to you? For me, there are many songs that when I hear the lyrics, I immediately find myself back to the time and place when I first heard those words, or to the event during which the words had meaning. They evoked a feeling that I now associate with a time and place or event. You're probably thinking, well, what's her point? The point is that we already know that words have the power to evoke a feeling and reaction that builds a memory and affects our reality. I'm going to say three non-care related words. And all I want you to do is to be aware of what you think, what it makes you think, how it makes you feel, and what you visualize or see when you hear the words. So let's start with the word slim. We all know what that word means. So does it create an image in your mind? How about a feeling or a thought? The next two words are synonyms for slim. In other words, they're supposed to mean the same thing and be interchangeable. So the first word was slim and the second word is scrawny. So how does that word make you feel? The same or different than slim? And now the third word, another synonym, is svelte. Again, do you respond the same or differently to that word? As synonyms, they have the same denotation, which is the literal dictionary definition. Yet they have different connotations, which is the feeling or image we get from the word. What did you visualize when I said each word? I had three very different feelings from the word, some positive and some negative. So do you see how individual words have a meaning and also evoke a feeling? So what does all that mean and why the heck should you care? Words have power and can either be a positive tool or a negative weapon. Think about that. They're not only used to describe our every experience, they also evoke the emotion that surrounds it and helps us to remember the experience. The words we choose, or more importantly, those we don't consciously choose and instead just use, have the power to affect and change our perception, dispel or propagate a stigma, and in the end, define our experience and affect our reality as a care hero. Whoa. Think about that for a moment. What we say, the words we choose, affects our experiences and therefore shapes our reality. What if we use words that are inaccurate or cause unintended negative emotional response? Let's say that we call someone who is actually slim, scrawny instead. While the words technically have the same meaning, the person that has been referred to by a word that's inaccurate and has a negative connotation then subconsciously carries that feeling with them as part of their reality. I told you this was powerful. And remember that later in the show, I'm going to share the Care Hero power word with you. Before I continue, I want to be clear that in no way am I telling you which words to use or not use. I'm only asking you to think about the words and the effect they have, and then decide for yourself if they're accurate for you and your situation. Make sense? So are you beginning to think of any of your care-related word choices that might affect your care hero experience? I used to be referred to as either a caretaker or a caregiver, both of which to me imply a one-sided relationship in which something is either given or taken with no feeling of reciprocity. How does that feel to you to be called a caretaker or a caregiver? Do you get a positive or negative feeling from those labels? What images get created in your mind? While both words have the same meaning, I got a different image for each word, but for both of them, I got a less than positive feeling due to the feeling of either giving or taking without exchange. Now, those words are not in and of themselves bad. And if you like them, use them. But for me, the question is there a more accurate word? To which all of you who have been listening to A Cup of Comfort know that I say a resounding yes. I know that each and every one of you is a care hero, someone who is there for another who cannot fully be there for themselves. Care hero gives me a sense of duty, pride, accomplishment, as well as a positive image and a powerful feeling. How about you? Does it feel good to you to be called a care hero? How does it feel for you to wear that title? How do you think that will affect your reality? Now, the next term is a little tougher for me. What about the person for whom you provide care? How do you refer to them? Are they a care recipient? Again, that feels to me a little bit like a one-way transaction. Are they a care partner? I think I like that term better because no matter how one-sided a care situation may feel, there is an exchange, a partnership. But I think all of you would agree that a care relationship is not a one-size-fits-all. Is the person a loved one, friend, partner? How about a spouse or a client? I think this one requires that the care hero defines the relationship with the other person. So all I suggest on this one is that you think about it and be accurate. Now, here we go. There is one word often used in reference to care that is more powerful than many others. And when we use it inaccurately, and carelessly, it can be very damaging. Again, I'm not saying not to use this word, but rather I suggest using special caution if and when you choose to use it. So a couple months ago, the family of famous singer Tony Bennett announced that he had been diagnosed with dementia a few years ago. Then last week, only a few days ago, the family of Jack Hanna, the animal expert, made a similar announcement. Immediately, major organizations and publications came out with the emotion-triggering headlines announcing their battles with dementia. Those headlines did not represent the sentiment of the families. They were instead attention-grabbing words that induce fear and propagate the unwarranted, fear-based stigma that surrounds dementia. Honestly, for me, it's completely irresponsible to imply that the care journey will be a battle, especially in reference to a dementia diagnosis. Now, let me explain. Most care heroes begin a journey feeling like they're entering the unknown. I know that I did. And regardless of the diagnosis, the reality is that we never really know what the care experience will be for us or for the person with the diagnosis. The journey is not predetermined by a diagnosis. Again, the journey is not predetermined based on a diagnosis. And yet many care heroes start their journey by saying that they are in a battle. Again, the word battle is not a good or bad word when used accurately and responsibly. It's particularly powerful, tongue tied there. However, because unlike many other words, it can have both a positive and a negative connotation. Depending on the diagnosis and the person's life circumstances, the idea of fighting a battle against their disease and therefore focusing on it may be empowering, motivating, and generate strength for them. Think of a samurai. For others, fighting a battle is an implication of constant struggle, potential loss, and at minimum, exhaustion. Think of war. Those people prefer to focus their energy on healing what can be healed without a fight and living peacefully. With me still? On the other hand, you, the care hero, do not share the diagnosis. I hear people say, "We have cancer or we have dementia." And while I truly understand the sentiment, no, we don't. My dad had dementia and my mom had cancer. I had neither. Therefore, our experiences and sometimes our word choices were different. If there's a battle, it is against a diagnosis or disease. And it's within the body of the person diagnosed. And it's one which the care hero cannot fight for them. Instead of focusing your energy on the diagnosis, you can focus on supporting that person's life by providing assistance, advocacy, companionship, love, and much, much more. You and the person requiring care will each have a different care journey experience and therefore use different words to shape your reality. Consider this. Using the word battle to describe your role as a care hero places you in an ongoing fight. And what happens when your body perceives a fight? You enter fight or flight mode and your body is flooded with adrenaline. Now that's perfectly okay when there's a physical need to occasionally fight for something or if you need to respond to a life-threatening situation in the moment. But that's not every day. To live as though it is puts you in a win or lose scenario and is quite detrimental physically, mentally, and emotionally. The bottom line is that I caution you to really think before you use the word battle because it is such a powerful word that can actually negatively affect not only the person needing care, but also you, the care hero. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, my dad lived with Alzheimer's for likely 20 years, and my mom had stage 4 cancer. They had life-limiting diagnoses that could not be cured. Both parents lived every day to the best of their ability with assistance from me and my family. I didn't need or want to be a fighter, but don't misunderstand. I did my fair share of advocating, which sometimes felt like it was a fighting. I was fighting for both parents to protect their rights, their dignity, and their quality of life. I was fighting for something, not against it, and never in a fight, let alone a battle. However, I was a warrior. Recently, I had a non-care situation in which I needed to be a warrior. I had to wear my full suit of armor and stand my ground. But when the threat was neutralized, I took off my armor and I placed it on the ground where it is at the ready should I ever need it again. So, to be a fighter or a warrior? They are two very different scenarios with two very different realities, each with its own physiological response. In a battle, your energy is directed against something, in this case, a diagnosis. A warrior focuses their energy towards something. They're supporting something. They're supporting the one needing care while being ready to protect them if and only if needed. So I ask you, which is accurate for you? Which experience do you want to have, the fighter or the warrior? Which physiological response do you want ongoing? I know which one I choose every time I'm a care hero. Now, before I share the care hero power tool with you, the power word, I have a few more examples of powerful word choices. Maybe you can relate to this. So I was just talking about the perception of an Alzheimer's diagnosis is initiating a battle. So I ask you, is it a battle? Or is it more accurately a challenge? The sentence dealing with Alzheimer's is a battle implies that it is a persistent, life-altering inconvenience and elicits a feeling of defeat. The alternative, dealing with Alzheimer's is a challenge, maybe a big challenge, but a challenge, indicates that it is an obstacle that can be overcome and result in a feeling of accomplishment. A battle is met with fear, anxiety, and dread, while a challenge can be met with hope and creativity. With my dad, I chose the challenge. Is the situation you face, regardless of the diagnosis, really a battle or is it a challenge? Think about it and then you choose. Now, can any of you think of other examples of words that might be affecting your care hero experience? I mean, gosh, I really wish you'd let me know after the show. I want to quickly, and I mean quickly, share a few more examples for you just to think about, just to plant some seeds in your brain so you can kind of think about it when it comes up. In reference to someone diagnosed with dementia, are they demented or are they living with dementia? This one really irritates me, and here's why. As though the word demented is not negative enough in its implied meaning of being crazy, it also implies the person is the disease, to say they're demented. Saying that someone is living with dementia or cancer or any other diagnosis makes clear that the person is not the disease and evokes a sense of positive and successful living. Another one, is someone living with a life-limiting diagnosis any less than they were before? Or are they just different in some ways? Not to diminish any diagnosis, aren't we all different as we age? I know I'm not the same as I used to be, and I don't know that that's a bad thing. So moving on, are those older than us older aging? Another one of my hot buttons. My parents reached the age of 92 and were never old. Are those who have lived 65 or more years older, seniors, elderly, pains me to say that, or are they seasoning into becoming elders? I like that one. Wow, can you just feel the difference in those words? I mean, how about the images they create? Are you the care hero merely surviving, or are you choosing to thrive? And yes, I said choosing. Is the person nearing the end of their life going to die, pass away, or transition? What's the difference? What do the words feel like to you? For me, dying is a physiological process, whereas transitioning and passing away are part of the process of transferring life energy. There's no right word, but each word will affect your experience of another's passing, how you feel about it, how you anticipate and prepare for it, and how you remember it. So finally, I want to talk about the Care Hero power word. Every profession and skill has a power to it, from drills to saws to computers to stethoscopes. For care heroes, the tool is a power word. You know that there are many word choices to describe an experience. Your word choice makes a difference to you, the care hero, and therefore to the one needing care. I'm not here to tell you what words to use, but to encourage you to be aware of and accurate in your word choices. Your word choice should never be used to negate a true emotion and always be inclusive of any positive. Sometimes there's much that can be less than positive while providing care. It's a tough job. But that does not negate the fact that there is always much about which to be positive. The solution is the Care Hero power word. And what is that word? It's so simple. The word is AND, the common but powerful word, A-N-D. Using this power word can feel a little clumsy in making sentences, but it's impactful. It allows us to change our way of thinking in order to express an honest and real and sometimes negative emotion or fact, while also acknowledging and balancing it with an honest and real positive emotion or fact. Using AND allows us to state the negative and to end on a positive note without invalidating the negative. It really is a great tool. So let's give this a try. Let's start with self-care. I might say that I feel selfish when I take time for self-care. But if I then go on to say, and I know that self-care is self-love, which is needed so that I can provide the best care for someone else. It's a clumsy sentence, but it is super effective. The person living with, another example, the person living with dementia experiences limitations. True. And they still have abilities, including intuitive thinking. True. That statement allows us to acknowledge the loss of abilities, the quote unquote negative, and focus on what remains, the positive. Saying only that the person will experience limitations is not only negative, but elicits fear. While adding that they still have abilities and intuitive thinking is positive and evokes hope. Does that feel different to you to say both sides of it? How about this statement? Being a care hero is frustrating and sometimes exhausting. Amen to that. And it's worthwhile. How about that? Can you hear that that sentence expresses a true and difficult emotion? It's frustrating and sometimes exhausting. While ending on an honest and positive note, it could not be more worthwhile. The human brain has a natural tendency towards negative thinking. It's just hardwired that way. Therefore, it's really important, particularly for care heroes, to recognize both sides of every situation and to end on a positive note, even if you're only saying it silently to yourself. So I hope that you have a new awareness of the power of words and their ability to literally define negatively or positively your care hero experience. You have a choice in how you shape your reality. It is a choice. After all that I've shared today, it's actually really simple. Just ask yourself, are the words I'm using really accurate? And can I use the power word and? So let's think about that. Are the words I'm using really accurate? And can I use the power word and? Not speaking on autopilot and instead selecting accurate words when you speak does require more awareness, but the benefit is more realistic and often more positive reality. If the mere attention to word choice could make your care hero journey less stressful and more positive, wouldn't it be worth it? I want to thank you all for tuning in today and sharing this time with me. The topic today was very personal and very powerful for me. Please reach out to me and let me know what word choices you've made and if they've made a difference in your care hero experience. Let me know if you've tried the power word and. Maybe you can be a guest on the show to talk about it. I'd really like to hear from you. I want to talk about those topics that are personal and powerful for you. Also, let me know your questions and comments, and please share your story with me. Go to the Care Hero Radio page on my website, Trish Laub, T-R-I-S-H, LaubIsinBoy.com and fill out the contact form. And while you're there, download the PDF from today's show and all the past shows and sign up for my newsletter. Please join me the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern. Next time on April 27th, I'll meet you here to talk with care hero Dr. Roshandra Conti about her journey to finding relief for her mom's memory loss. She's eager to share her story and what worked for her family. I just want to remind everybody that A Cup of Comfort was created to create a safe space to talk about things and things that are not necessarily as mainstream, things like word choices, because they're really powerful. And having done this show, I think I'm going to do one on exactly the word choices to use when communicating with your care partner, your friend, or whoever you're providing care for. But please let me know those things that are powerful and important to you to talk about. No matter how uncomfortable they might feel, this is the place to do it. And the only way I can do that for you is if you let me know what those topics are, what your questions are. So I want to thank you again for joining me. And until next time, remember that you are a care hero. Thank you for listening to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub, and for your care hero courage. Tune in next time on Transformation Talk Radio as we explore life-changing care hero topics to assist you on your journey. In the meantime, I would love to hear any tips or insights that you've taken away with you today. So head on over to trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com, and leave a comment, a question you would like answered, or a topic you'd like to hear about in the future. And while you're there, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter. So raise a cup and let's toast to all the amazing care heroes out there giving it their all. Until next time, remember that you are true heroes.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.